Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Look, we have company.
Oh, straighten up. People are watching.
Everyone get a good attitude, please.
I gotta clean this window. Oh my god.
Thank you, Scary. Hey, thank you guys for filling in on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast yesterday while I was taking the day off. What did you guys talk about? I saw the word sperm somewhere. What was that?
Oh, I don't remember.
Brody.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
What exactly was that about, Brody? I don't know.
I'll tell the story again as quickly as I can.
Okay.
In answering text messages that are asked over and over again, like, how's Froggy? How's Uncle Johnny? How's Froggy? How's Uncle Johnny? I have a doc file that I use common responses. This way I can copy and paste. I don't have to keep typing the same thing over and over again. So at some point, everyone was talking about weird Craigslist posts. And so I found a weird one that I copied and pasted the URL into the chat room in Slack so everybody could see it. But by accident, when somebody asked how Elvis was, where's Elvis today? I pasted the URL and quickly hit send. And it was a URL of a guy selling his sperm-stained underwear.
Oh, good.
So in reference to where's Elvis today, the response they got was a hot guy with his abs showing in sperm-stained underwear.
Got it.
Which I thought made sense in the grand scheme of things, but that wasn't actually where you were yesterday.
I was just curious. That's it.
That's a typical Monday for you, right?
Elvis, yesterday, Elvis, Scary and I both wore maroon or burgundy shirts. So I decided to wear blue today, and he's wearing blue today.
But we did not plan this.
That's 2 days in a row.
Okay. Okay.
Scotty's wearing it too.
Scotty's got the blue.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything weird about that.
No.
It happens. It's, you know, there are
I'm going to wear yellow tomorrow, Scary.
Okay. Anyway, well, thank you guys for filling in yesterday. All right. What do you want to do? What trouble should we get into?
Oh, so many. Does anyone have anything to snitch out to Elvis about yesterday? I know people love to do that.
Feel free.
I don't think we did anything bad.
No. Everything was okay.
Nate said yesterday was sort of a somber day. Somber and sober.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I think with everybody, you know, Uncle Johnny's, I think, foremost on a lot of people's minds. I know it is on mine.
Yeah, well, Scary ate his feelings all show long.
Oh, that's true. But he always does that.
That's true.
That's normal.
Nothing new.
Oh,
nothing new.
That's what happened yesterday. So Scary gets on here, and he's all like, fructose, blah, 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 so bad for you. This is so bad for you. This is so bad. He was food shaming us when he eats more of that shit than any of us.
We were he was like shoveling a piece of styrofoam into his mouth, yelling at us about what we eat. He said, "You can't. Nothing should go into your body or be part of your body that ends with an O-S-E."
Yeah.
So we questioned the nose.
So dextrose and sucrose. Because what happens is, what, and I'll elaborate.
No, no, don't elaborate.
Here we go.
New information coming in.
No, you're not really listening, are you? No. We know what it does. The thing is you come in and you food shame us, and then you eat those things. You eat all the oses you can find.
But then he says, but if you come to my house and look in my cabinets, you don't see any of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm in my own space at home. I'm very clean.
But he like DoorDash the shit out of food.
Right. Then he admitted he never eats the food in his cabinets.
That's scary.
And it all started because Scotty B said that he likes to get the salmon at California Pizza Kitchen, and it just sends people over the edge because you're not supposed to do that, apparently.
Why not?
Because it's a pizza kitchen.
Really? So this was the argument yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. We all told him it's okay.
The first time.
You had to be there. You had to be there. You had to be there.
But they have all sorts of foods at California Pizza Kitchen. You've already had this argument, I'm sure. So I'm
we did. We did it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start a new argument.
Yes.
Come on, Scary. We're always picking on you. You pick on someone. Just pick on us. Pick on me. Pick on.
I'm looking around. I'm looking at the various windows. I don't really see much happening other than, you know, I would like to get a tour of the back of Danielle's basement, though, because we always see it on camera.
Like, what's behind the curtain?
I know about the tank. I know the tank is back there, and you've shown us what's behind that curtain, I think. But what's
on that
shelf?
Honestly, it's just storage. It's it's all games.
Games?
Yeah.
What kind of fun thing?
That's all games.
Nice.
We collect Monopoly, so we have tons of Monopoly games.
Yeah.
Battleships up there. Let me see. Oh, there's a game called Poopy Head. That's up there.
Right.
It's honestly games. There's a bunch of stuffed animals that the kids have, you know, stored.
That's cool. Typical family.
And arts and crafts. There's an arts and crafts shelf
often do
as well.
You play Monopoly?
Well, we more than playing them all, we collect them all. We collect all the limited editions. My son Spencer loves collecting them. So, and Jenga. There's like every Jenga you could possibly imagine. Jenga explosion and, you know,
that's
all
awesome.
That crap up there.
Well,
so,
Monopoly's not allowed.
Games,
is anybody up for a round of? Yes. Butthurt.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Butthurt.
Yeah, Butthurt.
Hey.
Scary. Damn it.
All right.
What's
the matter?
Scary.
Yeah. I hate this
Come
game.
Come on, guy chest hair.
Because we always say, Brody.
Why do you hate it? Oh.
Name the game to the answer is Brody.
Okay, can we just play the answer is Froggy because he's not here? So it doesn't matter.
The answer is Brody.
Okay. Well, let's start with Brody then. Who is the biggest pessimist?
Oh.
And you can answer yourself.
The biggest pessimist. Nate.
Why am I a pessimist?
Nobody else on the show is really a pessimist.
You can be pessimistic from time to time.
I just try
you always, you always like, oh, everything's terrible. Everything's falling apart. I'm going to have a stroke again. So, yeah.
Please don't.
Nate.
I just try and lower people's expectations. I don't have to defend myself here.
I like when Nate, though, when he delivers bad news and he literally speaks out the side of his mouth, he'll be like, you don't even want to know about that one.
Yes, Scotty,
like, what?
He does that in text, too. Like, I don't know how he does it, but he does it in text.
Are you having another stroke? You seem to be using half of your face.
I guess everyone's in agreement.
Okay, let's go to Gandhi, then. Who is the most arrogant?
Arrogant? I gotta say, I know you guys are gonna hate this. I don't think there are really egos in this room. Like really? Yeah, I mean, when I first came here, I expected everyone to be a bunch of a-holes because I've worked other places and it wasn't New York and people were still a-holes, you know? So I thought, okay, in New York it's going to be worse, and it hasn't.
Who's arrogant on one of your former shows? Go.
Nice try! I feel like if you just look at all the shows, you will know. I guess if I had to pick one person, I would just say Elvis because he's the head of the show, so...
And I do have an air of arrogance.
See, I would pick Nate because he's always like, I'm so beautiful.
Yeah, that is
true. I forgot about that part.
Yes, no, you
answer.
Too bad.
Like
too late. He already answered the question. Yeah.
New game, the answer is Nate.
Danielle.
Yes.
Who is the worst liar?
The worst liar.
In this room.
You.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You tell us. You. I think you do it to protect us, though, a lot of times. But sometimes I'm like, dude, he's so fucking lying to us, man. That's bullshit. He's covering this shit up. Like, I smell the turd in the box.
Danielle, I think we all know, too, Brody comes in a close second because he'll be in the room, and then all of a sudden he doesn't know how to change the subject quick enough, and it's so obvious that he's changing the subject. You're like,
yeah.
Garrett, the game is called The Answer is Nate.
Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah. What?
I will say, Brody, there have been times I'll be out of the studio when we were in the studio, and I'll walk in, and I can see a conversation going on, and you will bark out loud, "Oh, my God, orange is my favorite color." What are you guys talking about? Nothing.
Right.
See that Met game?
Wow.
I care about your feelings, Elvis.
Well, I know, but it's just, you know, it's pretty obvious that there's something's going on.
You know what, though? Yeah. Sometimes no one is talking about you, and then you come in and you go, "I know you're talking about me." So it's not always.
Right. Is that arrogance? Wait a minute.
I think so. This really took a tangent, didn't it? Let's continue with Scotty B.
Oh.
Scotty, who is least likely to pay you back money that they borrowed?
No.
Looking in this window. I don't know. Everybody's been really good about it because everyone's been paying me for the free money phone taps and we've been paying for it ourselves. Even Brody gave me the $4 right away. I'm going to say Elvis only because he always has 1,000 things on his mind and sometimes he forgets. Like he owed me $40 for Dunkin' one morning and it took him 6 weeks to pay me. But I know it's not because he's cheap. He just forgets. So I'm just going to say Elvis for that reason.
No.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Fair answer.
Because I have no brain cells.
Yeah.
No memory.
Let's go with Garrett. Who is most likely to get so drunk they puke?
I'm out.
Me. Scotty. Scotty's off of one Bud Light. Like every time. And the thing with Scotty, too, he's also a truth teller after one Bud Light. So we'll sit there and then these stories come out of nowhere. And we're like, "Scotty, seriously, you shouldn't be sick." "Ah, it's fine. Don't worry about it." And then by the end of the night, he's the talk of the party. Every time we go to dinner, I could almost tell every story that he's going to say knowing that he's drinking a Bud Light. And then he'll puke.
That is true, but it usually takes me 2, sometimes 3. I will throw up after 4. But, you know.
If he hits 4, he rarely hits 4. Like, after the first half of one, he goes, "Oh, boy, it's going to be a rough one."
I'm lightweight. What can I tell you?
All right. Elvis.
Yes.
Who in this Zoom room would smuggle drugs in their ass?
Hey. I might. I feel like I have way better hiding spots than that because that's the go-to. You got to have better places.
Light.
Send them to yourself. Mail them to yourself. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. That's illegal. That's a federal crime. Don't do that.
My brother works in a prison. I'm amazed at the stuff he tells me people are able to fit up their butts. It's amazing.
Like, what?
Oh,
mind
cell
blowing.
Phones. I mean,
wives.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cell like, how the hell
Brody, did you say wives?
Yeah.
I mean, a cell phone is smaller than a fist, Danielle. You know,
okay,
I mean,
but
okay,
when they
I'm
say
not
like
putting my fist up my ass either, so I mean, like,
says a lot
know.
About Scotty.
No, right.
When
they say like
6, that'll go up there.
I've seen things. That's all.
I've seen things.
Yeah.
When they say like 9 baggies of heroin that were this big were found in someone's butt, I'm like, but how?
Right.
What did you do before you put that in there? Oh my God.
God.
They must have done like the what is the thing where you do a colonic?
Colonic.
They must have done a colonic first because
colonization.
To fit it all up there.
Wait, you guys are throwing terms out there that really don't apply to anything we're talking about.
Well, that's when you colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
Nice guy.
They barely even open you up for that.
No, I'm talking about they clean you out. Well, so if they clean you
relative,
out, you
Elvis.
Have room for stuff.
That's a colonic.
It is.
Yeah, colonic.
Well, but they don't open you up like a tunnel.
I've been opened up and I
it's
passed
a tube.
Out.
It's a tube.
What? Yeah. I've been opened up and I've passed out.
In the butt? They opened up your butt?
It was, yeah. I don't even think it was that wide, but it was.
It's okay. Was, got dinner. I helped you up off the floor. You were fine.
Hey, oh.
All right. Scary, I'm going to give you this one. Who in this Zoom room is the most out of shape?
Wow, and you can't say you. Can't say you.
No.
But it is him.
It is him.
But it's the obvious answer. It's
Brody.
The obvious answer.
Brody. It would have to be.
Would have to be?
I mean, I don't know.
Why would it have to be?
You get tired from getting up out of a chair.
You know, you set me up for fucking misery there, Nate.
That's right.
You did.
You're welcome.
That's the game.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Wait, Nate, don't you have to ask yourself a question?
Oh, yeah, I'll get to it. Did Skinny answer?
Yeah,
he's a Brody. Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
Came back to him.
Well, Sam just joined us. So
hi.
Sam.
Hi, Sam. Who's the most out of question. Shape?
Oh, boy.
All right, Sam, here's a question. We're doing butthurt.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm ready.
In this Zoom room, who masturbates the most?
Oh, no.
Go.
Scotty B. Oh, my God.
Why would you say that? Why?
You even you knew the answer was you. That's why you said, oh, no.
We're doing it now, Jeffrey Toobin.
I just think that everybody else in here won't admit to anything. I don't
know.
No,
Scotty.
Oh, no.
Come on.
We all know we do it. I do it, just not more than you.
No, but why would you say something like that? What proof do you have?
Like 90% of your stories.
You know what? I will say Scotty's the most vocal about it. So therefore, he's the one we think of first.
Yeah.
He still has a box up in his attic of all the porn that he had over the last 20 years.
But
yes, he does.
Watch it. Listen.
But wait a second. What? I don't want to say this, though, because he's going to get mad at me.
No, I won't get mad at you. I don't
Not
get mad.
You. Not you.
Who? Oh. Who, me?
I would say Brody, but here's why. Brody, not because Brody.
I did not see that.
Wait. Let me tell you why. Yeah. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Because he is the first person to tell us whenever we say, hey, how much sex are you getting? He tells us none. So when you think about somebody not getting any, you got to take care
of
business somehow.
That's
so
true.
That's why I think of Brody.
Here's the problem with your theory, Danielle. Even I don't want me.
No.
Brody, stop.
No.
Stop. Don't
imagine
that
conversation. You want to?
I had a headache last night.
I'm a little bloated.
So, Nate, where's your question, Nate?
I guess I go last. Mine is, who is the laziest? And I guess since Scary said he gets tired while watching TikTok videos, I think that would probably be the answer is Scary. So,
outside of work hours, I may be the laziest.
Yes.
Because
much inside of work hours as well.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
No, I go home and I lay down and I rot, as I tell.
I was talking to Scary on the phone the other day, and I go, what happened? He goes, I'm dropping my phone on my face. He was laying in bed.
I was laying in bed.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
Nate, in the 4 hours of the show, has Scary stood up once?
To get food.
To get food, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw him.
And to potty, maybe
pick
potty.
Pick up an M&M that rolled across the room.
Oh, by the way, and we were about to wrap this up here. People think that picture that Nate posted of me the other day on Elvis Duran Show's Instagram was my real stomach, because I was putting my shirt. You guys were trying to get me to stretch my shirt over my knees.
Make the
That's
medium
what that
a large.
Was.
Yeah.
And it's a typical case of people looking at a picture and not reading the caption. Okay, so my stomach is not that big.
Look at that picture. You look like Slimer.
This is my stomach. Look.
You're sucking it in, Scary.
So smell.
Don't suck it in.
Yeah. That is not my stomach.
Did you guys get the photo of Scary on the airplane asleep?
I sent it to you guys, I think.
Yeah, you sent it to me and Scary yesterday. It's a montage of us sleeping on the airplane.
Yeah, here's Scary sleeping. Look.
He's terrible. That's an awful, awful picture. Please. That's an old, old picture.
We gotta go. To you. Of course we gotta go because you're.
Send it. Send it.
You don't want to be a part of the love.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Gotta go masturbate.
The 15-minute morning show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.